He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
How are you today?
Well, I think I had a little bit too much red wine last night, actually.
Now, isn't red wine supposed to be good for the heart?
I guess so. If you say so, honey.
Good for the soul, anyway.
Absolutely. I only had two glasses, but two glasses when you're a lightweight like me doesn't take much. I'm a cheap drunk, honey.
Now, I always seem to hear media reports on the benefits of alcohol. Do you think that's designed to sell the alcohol, or do you think it's really true? Do you think that the real good, high-quality, organic red wine out there has health benefits?
I absolutely do. But it's everything's in quantity, quality and quantity. And too much of a good thing sometimes ain't so good.
So how much was going through your body last night?
I had two small glasses of really nice Australian red wine.
Australian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really good.
What I would like to do first off, if you don't mind, I would like to say congratulations to the marketing director of the SNU, Lisa Hawley, and her husband, Rob Hawley, which is Corey's brother. We keep it in the family. They had beautiful identical twin girls, Lauren and Marlo. Welcome to the world on July 1st. What a day to have a birthday. And also to Oma and Opa, Jackie and John Zimmerman. So more Hollies into the world. Oh my goodness.
Well, I was down at the hospital visiting them just after the big event, and she really went through an ordeal. But I think what I saw in that experience, and she will attest to this, is that she really paid attention to the physical training, the exercise, ate really, really well. She was like all baby.
Oh, she was beautiful.
There was no excess body fat. She seems to be recovering very, very quickly. She's taking her vitamins. She's right on track. We brought her in some organic fruit, and she's right into that. So,
which she was on the Hawley Health Program prior to getting pregnant, and during her pregnancy, she had an awesome pregnancy. Ladies, you don't need to gain a ton of weight. She looks like she swallowed a basketball, and that was it. She had gorgeous legs, and from behind, you'd never know she was pregnant. So it is possible. So good work, Lisa and Rob.
Amen. So now we're going to talk about fitness and joining a gym. The most important concerns that people have about joining a gym. So who should join a gym?
I think anybody who's interested in getting fit, healthy, well, meeting people, getting on a fitness program. Just if you're bored with your mundane lifestyle, join a gym. Get with the program.
And what's at the gym? Why would we want to go to a gym?
Well, a gym is high energy. There's lots of different types of fitness equipment. There's lots of different aerobics classes. I don't think they call them aerobics classes anymore. There's from Pilates to boot camp to Swiss ball, stretch, yoga, martial arts, butt abs, thighs class, dancing classes. I even teach a Latin groove class myself in a gym. So there's something for everybody. There's spinning, the cycling. There's wall climbing in some places. There's boxing. A little bit of everything.
So I guess the central theme is pumping a little bit of iron.
Pumping iron, stretching. Absolutely.
And there's usually instruction available at the gym?
Yes, you can hire someone to teach you as a personal trainer, or some gyms offer two or three or four training sessions to put you on a program just to get you acquainted with the gym and get you started on a program. Because some people that come into the gym, when they first start, they're intimidated. And it is totally intimidating when you first walk into a gym if you've never been into one before. You just don't know what these pieces of equipment are and this apparatus is. And so you need, it's like getting a university degree. You need someone to teach you, to train you, to show you what each muscle group is that you're working, the name of the muscle group, the name of the exercise, and the name of the piece of equipment that you're working.
Now, aren't a lot of people intimidated by the thought of going into the gym, and they think, oh my goodness, everyone's going to be looking at me. They're going to see my skinny legs or my excess body fat on my rear end or whatever. How do we overcome that?
You know what I think is really funny, and I've heard this time and time again, Corey. Oh, I have to lose weight before I go to the gym. What? Say what? Number one thing that you've taught me, Corey, is you don't go to the gym to lose weight. You go to the gym to build muscle. You train with weights. You go to the gym to stretch your ligaments, tendons, and joints. You go to the gym to work on your cardiovascular system. And that does help you lose weight, yes, but where you can lose the weight is by what you put into your mouth. So I see a lot of people going into the gym day after day, training their butts off, and they don't change. Their bodies don't change at all. And then I walk down the street and I see them eating something that they shouldn't be, that is high fat, not good fat, that is.
So we've got to fill the gap or bridge the gap between nutrition, whole food, raw, organic, fresh food, real food, and fitness.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that are either extremists, they're really into fitness, but they eat junk food, or they don't know enough about good quality nutrition, or they're really into nutrition, they know the biochemistry of micronutrients, but they're not fit, they're not putting energy into fitness. And
no.
So really, we need to have both in our lifestyle
yes.
to maintain wellness.
And building up a strong immune system starts with muscle. So you need to have muscle on your body, but you need to feed that muscle as well.
So a woman shouldn't be afraid of muscle.
Oh, absolutely not. You don't have to have these bulging muscles that you see in these magazines. I mean, believe me, good luck trying to get that. These women train forever, and maybe some of them are taking something to enhance this, but they're professionals. This is what they do for photographs.
Now, you've got a fair amount of muscle. And I'm terrified of you, so how do you explain
that? That's good,
and
you keep it that way, baby. That's what we're trying to do here.
So a woman goes into the gym. She shouldn't think that she's going to all of a sudden grow into some freak bodybuilder.
No, and you know, I've heard it time and time again from my friends as well. I go to the gym and I gain weight. Well, one of the things is, as well, the muscle is heavier than your fat.
What weighs more, a pound of fat or a pound of muscle?
Gee, let me think.
Trick question. But actually, the volume is what's
yes.
different, right?
Right.
Fat takes up about 5 times more space than muscle. So if they each weigh the same, the space or the differential with maybe the size of the pants and your belt loop is what makes the difference, right?
Yes. I say get off the darn scale, everybody. Get off the scale. But what happens is my friends are training and they don't seem to be losing any weight because they don't have their diet down. They're still eating the breads and the pastas and the potatoes because they're hungry after they work out. But they need to get into the protein and drinking more water and eating more times during the day, like 5, 6, 7, 8 meals a day, not just 2 or 3 meals of the wrong kind of foods because it's not working for them.
Okay, so what about busy people who say they haven't got any time? How do they fit in time to go to the gym?
Well, do they have time to go to the doctor? Do they have time to be sick? Do they have time to be off work to be sick? You have to make it a priority because it feels good to be fit. And you're having children, you're having grandchildren, there's things you want to do in your life. You need to be strong. You need to be well.
And that's what going to the gym is all about.
That's what going to the gym
is
all about.
It's an investment into wellness.
Absolutely. It's an investment into wellness. You can meet people. You can actually, that's where I met you. I met you in the gym.
Exactly.
See?
So come to think of it, maybe the gym isn't such a great place to go. I feel trapped.
Oh, come on. See where it could lead to, ladies and gentlemen. But I've met some of my best friends in the gym. I met my husband in the gym. So take it for what it's worth. You can get fit. You can meet people who have the same common denominator. They all go to the gym. You can meet people. If you go in the morning, you meet the same morning people. If you go in the afternoon, you meet the same afternoon people. So you can, there's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of fun, and not everybody's Miss Fitness. And when you walk in, you have to like the atmosphere. The people should be friendly that you're working with. You don't want people with attitude. When you're working with a personal trainer, you want to make sure that this personal trainer is in good shape. Otherwise, you're going to end up looking like them if they're not in good shape. And they should know something about nutrition. They should talk in a lingo that you can understand because these people are going to educate you. You should start reading fitness magazines about health and fitness and weight training, such as Vista magazine, such as the Alive magazine, such as Oxygen magazine. So there's different magazines out there that can get you into the groove, and you put these pictures on your refrigerator to get you motivated. There's gear that you need to have. You need to have water when you train. You go in there with a certain amount of water, I'd say 1 liter of water, and you make sure you drink that water. You drink that water in between each set that you do, and you get up and you walk around after you do a set.
What about hygiene? How important is sanitation in the gym?
Believe me, gym etiquette is of paramount importance. If you have a problem with body odor, then I think you should do something about it. Make sure that you have a change of clothes. Make sure you use deodorant. And if you perspire a lot, always bring a towel and wipe down the equipment because it's not fun to have to sit in somebody else's sweat.
Okay, so just to generally summarize, the gym is pretty much for anybody. The key is to find a good location, to make it convenient. Make sure that you bring what you need to the gym, that you're prepared in advance. Connect with a personal trainer. Learn how to train correctly. Develop a connection between good nutrition, whole food nutrition. Understand that in order to reduce body fat and gain muscle, not only do you need to stimulate in the gym, but you also need good recovery, adequate rest, but you need proper hydration and good quality food and dietary supplements and vitamins, protein shakes just add to the value and help you achieve your goals, right?
Absolutely. But I've seen a lot of people, I used to own a gym, and what I've seen is a lot of people do be gung-ho for the first month. They're in there every darn day. Well, you can't do that. Make this a lifestyle. Do this for the rest of your life. Train 3 to 5 times a week. You only need to be in there for an hour. And Charles Poliquin said, if you're in there longer than an hour, then you're making friends. Well, gee, maybe that's why I've got so many friends in the gym. But you don't want to rush this. Take your time. It's a lifetime endeavor. Don't compare yourself to others. You're there for your own personal goals. Everyone has different goals. Just make sure that you join the right gym. And remember that intensity is key, and you want to concentrate on each exercise. Intensity is key.
Okay, and one final comment. Be careful who you talk to, because you might end up marrying that person.
It's not such a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's been good for me. Has it been good for you?
It's been good for me, honey.
Okay, well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Please turn to side 2 for our special guest interview.